I'm here with another one of my favorite just guys in the comic world, Mike McCone. First of all, I have a lot, if not the entire run, of the Teen Titans 2003 edition, as well as your work on Spider-Man, man. I guess you like young teen characters, I guess, and taking over with them, but you make it sweet. I mean, you make them deal with adolescence as well as superhero aspects. Anything you got to add to that, I guess? And if I'm out of school, just tell me I'm wrong.
Well, it wasn't my choice to do Teen Titans. It was okay. Just something that was offered to me. And it was kind of difficult because they're not young teenagers. They're almost grown-ups. So it's difficult to get that balance right. So it's kind of tricky, but I enjoyed doing it. You know, it's interesting characters, nice range. And Jeff Johns wrote some really good stories. That makes a big difference.
Okay, and like a lot of the times, well, you've been known for your teamwork, whether that be Teen Titans, JLA, Exiles. Is that something? Is that a preference?
No, my preference is not to draw team books, but you somehow editors figure you either do something well, or you're willing to do it because no one else is going to do it, and that's just the books you get offered. So I take what seems interesting to me, and they just generally happen to be team books.
Okay, because I've heard those are like the hardest to draw, mainly because you're not really focused on one person, you're focused on the entire team.
Yeah, they're tough. They're much tougher than single books because you have to try and figure out where everyone's going to be in a panel. So it's a lot more work, and you get paid exactly the same. You get paid the same to draw Spider-Man as you get paid to draw Avengers. And Spider-Man's much easier.
I mean, you've worked within Marvel, within DC. You've drawn a lot of people. Is it somebody you haven't and you kind of want to? Or somebody out there you just couldn't get your hands on yet?
I kind of like Swamp Thing at DC. I like Alan Moore's run on Swamp Thing. I liked how Yannick Paquette drew him. So as far as like other people's characters, I think that Swamp Thing is pretty much the only one that I haven't drawn. I've never drawn, actually, that I'd like to take a crack at. I think I've drawn everyone else.
Okay. Yeah. You've worked on both. Do you prefer the Marvel style or more of the DC wait for a story and then draw the character style?
They're both the same now.
Really?
It's all full script, yeah. I can't remember the last time I just got a plot. So they're interchangeable at this point. I prefer working old Marvel style back in the day where you just got a plot and you had more input in the story. But that's just not the case anymore. So if I had a time machine, I'd go back to like 1975 and draw comics then.
Okay. And lastly, and I mean, thank you for giving us your time, but in your books, like lately, in your teen books, is it hard to kill off a person? You did it in Exiles, you did it in AA Avengers. You killed off Metal, man. That was one of my favorite guys.
That wasn't me. That was after I left. When I was on Avengers Academy, I begged Christos to kill off Hazmat because she had a complicated costume. I designed it. It was a mistake. And I was like, let's kill her. He's like, we can't kill the only Asian on the team. I'm sorry.
Why'd you kill Metal?
I didn't kill Metal. He was after I left. I like Metal a lot. He was easy to draw. He had a cool look. But yeah, killing them, it's comics. They're going to come back. So it's like, it's...
Yeah, that was my next question. If you could bring somebody back, like right now, who would you bring back?
Like any character or someone I've worked on?
Someone you've had a hand in taking out.
I did a book called Vex for DC, 6 issues. And the book only lasted 6 issues, but I enjoyed drawing it. So I wish they'd just reprint that.
Okay.
He's not even dead. He's just in limbo.
Yeah.
So if they reprint that, I'd be very happy with that.
Man, thank you so much, Mike.
You're welcome.
All right.